Alright, so just as a little disclaimer, I'm not going to be talking about any of the exotic sniper rifles, just because they aren't really worth the slot in PvP. There's way better weapons, primary, and even truth for heavy, but exotic hand cannons dominate competitive PvP, so there's no real reason to take any of the exotics, such as Icebreaker or Patience in Time. So I'm just going to show you kind of the primary legendary snipers that are going to matter in PvP. So, you want to know what the best sniper is in Destiny. That's why you came to this video. And you're about to be told something that's really going to hurt. These two, these old snipers from the first and second DLC, they are the best in the game, no questions asked. Now, there can definitely be an argument, well, some of the new snipers, you can reroll them and get great stats. Yes, absolutely, if you want to spend 150 marks on them, and if you get extremely lucky. But these two snipers have absolutely lasted the test of time and have both, in my books, become the best snipers and will stay the best snipers in the game for a couple of reasons. I'm going to show you the stats of all the other snipers that came out with the House of Wolves that are, you know, easily attainable with Crucible marks and all that, and I'm going to show you why you probably shouldn't even waste your time, but, you know, at the end I will discuss some of the best perks that you could reroll and why it might be a good idea. So if you were like me, you probably ran over to the Crucible guy, checked out his weapons, and saw, ooh, a sexy new sniper. Well, guess what? You just found the worst sniper in the game. Now, the weapon gains better target acquisition? That thing is broken. I used it myself, and honestly, you can sweep for miles and get headshots. It actually makes sniping headshots easy mode. The impact is so low that it actually takes three body shots. Three body shots from a special weapon sniper to get a kill. That's absolutely unacceptable with the time to kill in this game. Someone with last word, someone with Vex Mythic class, they will eat you up and you will not kill them if you don't land that first headshot. I understand snipers are precision weapons, but anything like the Praetor's Revenge or the other snipers I'm going to show you, they will kill in two body shots. They have fast rate of fire and you can get those kills. This weapon should not be chosen and do not waste your marks on it. Unfortunately, it's just not good enough. Now, with the Amplified Geo, this can be just-ish as good as Praetor's. If you land a proper roll, you get the target acquisition, you get the stability perk, something to speed up reloads, or something to increase the magazine. You can get damn close. Damn close, but not as good. Unfortunately, no matter how you roll this thing, you're still going to be slightly worse in one area or another. It's either going to be magazine clip, it's either going to be stability, or some other thing, such as reload. You can definitely roll Amplified into being a good gun, so I'm going to actually put a little check mark here as this gun is worth the marks. You can re-roll it. If you can't find Predator's Revenge or you want something new, Amplified Geo is definitely the one to go for. But again, it is a low-impact sniper that you could have just got doing the Vault of Glass raid and not even have to worry about re-rolling because you have an already fantastic low-impact sniper. Oh, what's this? Another sniper with almost identical stats. This one is literally the exact same as the Amplified Geo. You can say the exact same thing for it. So once again, we have gotten nothing for snipers. Absolutely nothing. And so this is the case. You either go with a low impact sniper, such as one of these, reroll it to get just about as good as Praetor's, or you just stick with Praetor's. Now I'm going to move into the final gun. So back to the LDR. This is, it's depressing. It's honestly depressing that all these people are going to be able to run around with these amazing rolled shotguns and fusion rifles, one bang us from a fucking mile away, and we have to deal with old sniper rifles just to be competitive. LDR is going to be one of the best snipers for Trials of Osiris due to the fact that you can one-hit people off of revives. With that shield, you can completely neutralize someone if you snipe them, and their teammate can't come get them. So LDR is going to be highly, highly competitive. Now, if you weren't lucky enough to get an LDR, don't you fret. Because luckily, with the expansion came out a new weapon called Her Benevolence, which is a, I believe, Prison of Elders drop. It has almost identical stats to the LDR, very, very similar stats, only slight drop in stability. Unfortunately, I didn't have it and can't show you the exact change, but it does have a little bit less stability, but more range. Now, this weapon can be re-rolled, so myself, my LDR didn't have the best roll on it. I might actually try and get a Her Benevolence and you know, use moat after moat after moat of light just to get a really good roll on it, get something that's near perfect, and then I'm going to have a high-impact sniper for trials and skirmish, as well as a low-impact. Overall, I would say most people will have more success hitting headshots with LDR because it has a bit more aim assist, but Praetor's Revenge in a skilled player's hand is probably, hands down, still one of the best snipers in the game. Any of the low-impact ones that have the same impact as Praetor's will still be good with a good roll, but overall, it's kind of up to you what you want to use. If you have any questions, let me know, and I will gladly answer them. I just redid this video, actually, because I forgot about her benevolence. My bad, and someone in the comments of the video I posted before caught me, so thanks for that, buddy, and I will see you guys later. Have a great day. Bye-bye.